If I traded it all, if I gave it
So welcome back, everyone. This is going to be a ton of fun. It is the Carol Blonder Happy Birthday Show. It's my birthday, and I have with me now Deborah Olson. Deborah has been on my show now several times. Deborah, you are an author and a friend of mine that, you know, we now have known each other for a little bit while, but it's more through the radio. It's not like, you know, we met, went to school together or anything. Welcome to the show. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do, about your book. We're going to talk about that in a second. And happy birthday, Carol.
Yes, happy birthday, Carol.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be your guest today.
I know. Well, we had to do that. We had to do it. There's a couple of different reasons, and I'm going to tell them why after you talk about you.
Okay. So, yes, I am an author. My book came out last March of 2019. It's called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. I'm also a psychotherapist. I have a master's degree in clinical psychology. I'm also an RN. My first career was in nursing. I was in the OB-GYN area, but I've been in private practice here in Houston, Texas now for almost two decades, treating women with all kinds of emotional issues, depression, anxiety, transition issues, pretty much everything. And I have now gone into a new part of my career, and that is going into the area of speaking. So I have been doing a lot of public speaking, a couple keynotes this last year, and I love it. I love getting out there, meeting women, and engaging with them in a really personal way. So that's
And congratulations and kudos to you for everything that you've been doing. The book that we talk about that she's written is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. It's how to create your best life through female connections. But it doesn't have to be a female. Men have friends, too, that they connect with, too. And before you came on today, we talked a little bit about the world and what we're living in right now. You know, like, and I said, you asked me, Carol, what do you want to talk about? And I said, you know, I want to talk about friends and love. I want to talk about people being loving, you know, towards one another and having people that you really care about and love, no matter what their political views are. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. I don't care about that. I care about, you know, inside what we are and who we are and how we treat people. And that's what I wanted to talk about. So, and I know you have some things too that you wanted to talk about. I'm going to open up the lines of the audience now for everyone to call in and get entered in to win her book. We're going to give three of them away here today. And, this is a little bit of a longer segment because I wanted her to be able to come on and talk a little bit longer today because you guys need to hear this, all right? You need to take it in and hear it. And this is for you all out there. This book is a book called, it's called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. Let's talk a little bit about it. It's wonderful for book clubs. I know that a lot of people have used it for that as well. But you know, it is about girls, so we're talking girls here. So if you're a guy listening, maybe you know a girl that has a friend or whatever that you'd like to talk to her, you know, maybe give her the book. So it's not just for girls, but the book sort of is. Our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. Let's get entered in to win. We've got three people that are going to win. Okay, let me let you talk. Go ahead.
Sure. Thanks, Carol. Well, yes, what I'd like to talk about today is that we are now into the fourth month of this pandemic and sheltering at home and quarantines, and it's really starting to have an impact on people. And what I'm hearing from people when I'm talking to various people out there, especially a lot of women that I speak with, they tell me that it's starting to feel really heavy for them. It's starting to really weigh them down, and they're feeling heavy in all of this because it is. It's worrisome. We are isolated from our friends and family. We are, some of us, very alone, and we are in kind of uncharted waters. We've never been through anything like this before. We're worried. We have anxieties. We see the news and what's going on with the pandemic spreading to different states, and the numbers and the cases are rising every day, and it's very scary. So people are suffering from that, and there's an impact on our bodies emotionally and physically. And what I'm hearing from people is they need something to help them feel lighter and to feel like we're going to get through this, we are going to survive, and we're going to make it on the other side of this. And so they're looking for some joy, they're looking for encouragement, support, love. As you said a minute ago, love is really important to convey right now to each other. And what I'd like to say is, if we could just view this, all of us in this country, we're all in this together. This is something we all are a part of right now, and it affects all of us. So we're one big family, and we could just support each other, love on each other, be there for each other. If we could do those things every day and try and really say to neighbors that are discouraged, friends that are discouraged, you're going to get through this. I'm here. Call me anytime. Mm-hmm. I love you. I'm here for you. And tomorrow, ironically, is Cheer Up the Lonely Day. It's a national day of cheering up those that are alone and lonely. And so I wrote a little blog about that today. And if I may, I'd like to read it. It's really quick. So here it is. Today is Cheer Up the Lonely Day. Now more than ever, we are in a pattern of disconnect and isolation due to our shelter-in-place and COVID quarantine requirements. For most people, this new lifestyle has become the norm. Now for nearly 4 months, and we are feeling the effects of this, there is no doubt. We are all missing that human connection that we crave. The studies tell us we live our healthiest, happiest, and longest lives when we are in fellowship with others. None of us know how long it will be until our lives can return to normalcy, but we do know the time to reach out to others who may be suffering is now. If you have family, friends, or neighbors who live alone or are feeling lonely, reach out to them today. Sending a card in the mail to cheer them up goes a very long way to help people feel affirmed and valued and, most importantly, loved. At the least, even a text message or a phone call can make someone's day very special. If you live near them, drop off some cookies on their front porch while still keeping the guidelines of social distancing. In these COVID times, we especially need to be focused on others and reaching out to spread the message, you are not alone. Make a difference today. Be someone's beacon of light and hope. Reach out to those who are alone or lonely and share that you care.
I love that. I want to say something to this. First of all, you know, you and I talked earlier today, way earlier, and you had told me that tomorrow is Lonely People Day.
Mm-hmm.
And what song do I hear on my ride in but all the lonely people from the Beatles? It was like so ironic how I heard that. I swear to God to you, I swear that is what happened. And I couldn't help but think about how ironic that was that it is tomorrow. And I want to talk about something too since we have this time. You said that you know, reaching out to people. I have been getting a plethora, if I can say that the right word for, of all the different people that are reaching out to me on Facebook, and every single one of them that come through, I have a smile on my face thinking, oh my God, that's so and so. Oh, I haven't heard of it. And how wonderful it feels. We all know that feeling, what it feels like when someone does that. It doesn't just have to be on your birthday. You know, you can do those kinds of things for people. I loved your idea about dropping off some cookies to somebody, just putting it in front of their house.
Yeah.
You know, we have older people in our family, our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents or whatever that are living in their homes alone right now that have not had the ability to actually be with one another. Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we were able to Skype and we're able to do the whatever that is, Zoom, and that's cool.
Yes.
But it ain't the same.
No, it's not.
Right?
No, it's not. It's something that we can at least have that's better than nothing, but it's not the same as hugging and being there
in person.
Yeah, one-on-one. And I so know what you're saying, and I have a lot of family members that I have not seen now, grandchildren and children that I haven't seen, my son not since Christmas, and my daughter and her children since the first week of January, so 6 months. And they live right here. My daughter lives right here in Texas, but she's in the healthcare field, so I can't see her because it's not safe.
Mm-hmm.
She's exposed to a lot of germs since she's on the front lines.
And so it's scary, and you have to be careful. And we do, and because of that, we're all losing what humans, were meant to do, which was to be with people. And that's why it feels so wonderful when someone gives you that hug or just touches you. That's why we do that. Now, the book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, and it's how to create your best life through female connection. But it's also a wonderful book that, you know, that has different things in there, not just that, you know, at the end there's like little work, I don't want to call it a workshop.
Discussion questions.
There you go. Yeah. And so what we're going to do is we're going to open up the lines, keep them open throughout the rest of the show. We've got three people that are going to win this. And our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Call in, get the book. We're going to keep the lines open here. Wish me a happy birthday if you want. I've been loving all of the different Facebook pages and all that kind of stuff that I've been getting. Everybody reaching out to me. Thank you for that. Hang on tight. We're going to be back in just a minute. Her website is Deborah-Olson.com. Hang tight. We'll be back in just a minute.
Brian Kilmeade, mornings at 7 a.m. on 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Arizona, Florida, and Texas are still trying to tamp down major outbreaks of COVID-19. Correspondent Martin Savage.
Arizona is reporting a record high spike in coronavirus emergency room admissions, on top of a shortage of ICU beds. All three Republican-led states opened early, despite the advice of medical experts to go slow.
The U.S. coronavirus death toll has topped 133,000. President Trump is postponing a rally scheduled for tomorrow in New England as Tropical Storm Faye bears down. Correspondent Caitlin Collins is at the White House.
They decided to hold one outdoors in New Hampshire in an airport hangar tomorrow, and now that has been canceled. We're told postponed, the White House says, because that tropical storm is, of course, heading up to the East Coast. It's expected to bring a lot of rain with it.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 342 points, the NASDAQ up by almost 50. I'm Ann Cates.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
Arizona News Radio. Governor is limiting indoor dining to 50% capacity. Coronavirus case surge. 44 new deaths confirmed today and 4,400 new cases.
These decisions have not been made willy-nilly. These decisions have been targeted at large group gatherings.
But Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego among those saying that's not enough.
We have a 27% positive rate over 7 days. Our healthcare workers are exhausted. We saw a significant increase in cases after Memorial Day.
Another wrong way driver this on the 101 freeway in Scottsdale this morning.
When people are super intoxicated, sometimes they'll drive way slower than the limit.
23 illegal aliens found jammed inside the cab of a semi-tractor trailer.
They were all crammed into the cab of this semi-truck, so they were all jammed in there pretty tight.
Happened near Douglas, George Tanner, Arizona News.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, an excessive heat advisory remains in effect through Monday. This afternoon, partly sunny, high 111. Tonight, mostly clear, low 90. Saturday, sunny and hot, high 116. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low 92. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, high 117. I'm J.C. Kelleher from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 106 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. On Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, Networking Arizona moment with Carol Blonder.
I have with me Michael Van Vleck. He's the owner of Denali Real Estate. Mike, you've been on my show a long time. Can you tell everybody what are three things that make your company different?
Thank you, Carol. This is Mike Van Vleck with Denali Real Estate. We're Arizona's premier property management company. We manage residential income property throughout the state of Arizona. We are different than our competitors in a few key ways. We're excited about what we do and have a detailed process that is thorough and second to none. There's no long-term contracts. You can cancel any time without penalties. We also have more guarantees for our management services than anyone else.
So what specials do you have for our KFNX listeners?
In appreciation of Carol, Networking Arizona, and KFNX, if you sign up for our management services and mention KFNX, we will lease your first vacant property for free.
Give Mike a call. There's always someone there to answer the phone. Call 480-626-4062. Check him out. It's DenaliArizona.com.
Do you suffer from low libido, weight gain, irritability, impatience, or brain fog? You may be suffering from hormone deficiency. At the Wellness Makeover Doctor at Mesa Naturopathic, our main goal is to discover the root of the cause and tailor a treatment plan unique to the individual. Trust your health and well-being to an Arizona licensed family practitioner. We ask the right questions to help you. Contact us today at 480-306-8111 or visit mesadr.com.
If I traded it all, if I gave it.
So welcome back, everyone. Anyone that's just tuning in, this is the Happy Birthday Carol Blonder show today. It's kind of a funny day today. We've got our lines open here. We're talking about love. We're talking about friends. We're talking about happy birthday. We're just talking about whatever. But we are talking about Deborah Olson's book, The Healing Power of Girlfriends and How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. And, you know, I've known you, I don't know, now a couple of years it seems like now.
Yes.
That I've known you. And you know those kind of people that you just sort of meet and connect with?
Yes.
Even if it's on that business level, like you and me, it was just
yes.
something that you knew that you were just, were too alike, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. I came into your studio and did the first show with you, and we just connected and hit it off famously, and I've done all the shows with you since through phone, and I'm, of course, in Houston, Texas. So
yeah.
I look forward to coming back to Arizona when this,
yeah.
is, all
when this
over
is all
and
over.
Being back in your studio.
Yeah, I mean, we have to get this all over. Now, your website, it's a new website that you have. Deborah-Olson.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on there's a bunch of stuff. I was on there this morning that you've put up there. Let's talk about your website, your blog, and all of that.
Yes, absolutely. So, Carol, I have a new website, as you said, Deborah-Olson.com. And on there, several links about all kinds of different things that people would be interested in. One is the new merchandise that we have on there to share with people, all related to girlfriends, of course. And we are happy to say that we just added a beautiful pillow that says, "Life is sweeter with girlfriends and wine."
Isn't that
and
cute?
It is so cute. It's just an adorable pillow. And we did a free giveaway to promote this a couple weeks ago. And the young mom that won it is right there in Phoenix. Her name is Lindsay Lair. I want to do a shout-out to her today because I she's tuned in to hear us. And Lindsay just received her new pillow, and she loves it. And she is so excited to have this girlfriends and wine pillow, and she put a post on our Facebook page today saying she got it. And it is the cutest. So
it really
I would
is. I asked people. For one, yeah. And guess what? I'm getting one for my birthday. Isn't that cool?
Yes, you are.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sending you one for your birthday. So
well,
be watching
you.
For that coming.
I
Happy
appreciate
birthday.
It. Thank you. Now, I want to go back to the book, okay? It's
yes.
called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. It's How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. It's a wonderful book. If you guys, first of all, right now here in Arizona, it's so hot that if you want a great read and we're all stuck in the house, what a great, fun, good feel book, good book this is for you, and maybe just share it with your friends too after you read it and then share it along. Or if you can, even if you do a Zoom mm-hmm. kind of a book club, that would
yes.
be really neat to do. I want you to talk about, you know, why you wrote the book, but also what with all of the different discussions in the back of the book is after each chapter. Let's talk about what those are and why they are so helpful.
So, yes. So what you're talking about there are the discussion questions, and they're at the back of each chapter, and they're very thought-provoking, and they're really intended to make people go deep. We don't always go deep. We live in a fast-paced, or we used to, maybe not now in the middle of COVID, but the world spins quickly, and we're on to the next thing, on to the next thing, and we don't always process and really go deep. So these questions, I spend a lot of time trying to make them really go deep with people. And what I'm hearing from women who have actually used the questions in their book club groups with their fellow women friends, they have told me things like, wow, we pondered that question and we spent 2 hours on it. We went around the table and everybody talked and we spent 2 hours on that one question. So that's what I'm saying. They're very deep. And the purpose of them was to get people to really look at their female friendships in a new way and to learn from that so that when they're done with the book and done with the discussion questions, they're really equipped to go out there and be an even better friend, to maybe be able to make new friends, to be able to spot toxic friendships maybe a little better, and to really live life at a much better quality all the way around because they've really gone deep and thought about themselves, what they bring to the friendship table, and what they're looking for in female friendships. So those are the discussion questions. I wrote the book. It came out of my own passion that I have to make a difference in women's emotional health. I've always worked in this area, in women's health, first in nursing as an OB nurse, and then now as a psychotherapist for almost 2 decades. I'm specializing in women's health. So I'm really geared to focus on really trying to make the world a happier, better place where for women in their emotional connections. And this book helps them. It's a little guidebook, a little Bible. It really, when you read it and you think about the things that it's promoting and sharing, you feel different after you're done with it. And when I gave a seminar a few years ago, and I called it the Healing Power of Girlfriends Seminar, women at the end of the weekend came up to me and said, all of this that you presented this weekend has been so powerful. Why don't you put that in a book? So I did.
And
this book is a culmination of my own friendships, which I mention in there, and all of the relationships that I have been a part of in my counseling with women, because I've heard a lot of stories over the years from female clients that share about problems with friends. And so just knowing what people go through with friendships, it's given me a front row seat and enabled me to be able to write this book.
Now, the book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, and it's how to create the best life through female connections. Check her out on her website. It's Deborah-Olson.com, and we've got our lines open here for everyone to get entered into win. We've got three people that are going to win the book, and it's a great book to have. And our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. I want to talk a little bit about what you said about, you said that a lot of times people talk about relationships that were not the greatest relationships. How many people out there that are, what, men or women, doesn't really matter, but have friends that they had really good friends, and all of a sudden that friend just dropped off the face of the earth, right? Or didn't want anything to do with you for, you know, whatever reasons. And I think this book also helps people with that as well.
It does. It very much does. I address that in one of the chapters. I talk about flaky friends, the ones that keep canceling on you. You make a lunch date, they cancel. You make another lunch date, they cancel at the last minute, and that's a pattern. I talk about those kinds of friendships and the toxic friends. And it's true that there are toxic friends out there. You can also call them vampire friends. They suck the life out of you like a vampire, and they aren't there to stroke you and help you feel empowered or in your finest moment when something really good happens to you. They're not the one that's going to be there patting you on the back saying, I'm so proud of you. Instead, those kinds of friends are jealous. And they are backstabbers sometimes and two-faced, and we all know what that stuff looks like, and it doesn't feel good. It feels really wrong. And so what I tell people is always trust your gut, and if you feel that a friendship is not going well, or if somebody seems to not be what they try to appear to be, and you can kind of see through what's going on, you know, pull back from that and really evaluate that and hold that at arm's length for a little bit and evaluate whether that's a true blue friendship or if it's something you need to let go. And I encourage people, let those friendships go that aren't working for you and making you feel good. Because what I always say is, if you're looking for a true blue friend, go find her. She's also out there looking for you.
Now, the website, again, it's Deborah-Olson.com. We have our lines open here. We're going to keep on talking about this, the power of love, really, the healing power of girlfriends, appealing of its love and friendship. And I, when Deborah asked me what I wanted to talk about for my birthday, it was about that, about people being friends and not this hatred that I feel so strongly between everyone right now. I'm so saddened by that. I'm so happy to have you here. We're going to keep on going here. I'm going to leave my lines open here for everyone to keep on calling in. It's called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. It's a wonderful book, whether you use it for yourself or in a book club. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Three people are going to win it.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Our number one priority is our families, and I want to help yours. In the current environment, we know how it feels to be in a situation where our safety is compromised and our future uncertain. Being a mom and a grandma and a retired nurse, I've given a lot of thought to how many of you are being affected directly or indirectly yet again by COVID circumstances. One thing is certain, we will all continue to have power bills, and this year we've seen those bills increase due to being home more. APS rates are going up dramatically, and SRP won't be far behind. I'm going to help my fellow Americans and Arizona families with a new program that will pay 6 months of your solar panel payments. What this means is no solar panel payments for 6 months. There is no money out of pocket to get started saving, so let's find out how your home can qualify to produce your own power and pay less than you're currently paying APS and SRP. Go to AskSolarSandy.com, fill out your kilowatt worksheet today. God bless everyone, don't panic, and let's help one another.
Do you know that 85% of your Social Security benefits may be taxable? Making the right financial decisions takes knowledge. At Swiss American Financial, we use proprietary planning tools and software to help our clients understand how their income sources impact Social Security benefit taxation. Our focus is first and foremost on asset protection and managing risk, because the buy and hold strategies that worked in the past have proven inadequate for 21st century challenges. Our fiduciary financial network will always put our clients' interests and needs first. We are your one-stop shop for all your retirement planning needs. Swiss American Financial is owned by no one, which allows us to offer a true holistic approach to financial planning and independent solutions. There's no need to take on more risk than is necessary to achieve your investment goals. For a complimentary consultation, call 602-703-6611. For more information, visit us at SwissAmericanFinancial.com.
In the fight against germs, nothing protects your family better than MyShield Surface Cleaner, your armor against germs. Unlike conventional disinfectants, MyShield provides continuous protection for up to 28 days. Non-toxic, kills 99% of bacteria, fungi, and viruses instantly. MyShield uses our proprietary nano-based silicone compound with Zetrasil that bonds to any surface, creating a lasting, protective barrier on most surfaces. Say bye-bye to germs and hello clean. Visit MyShieldProtected.com or call 888-620-6202.
When you're looking for a law firm, you want a legal team with experience. Hi, I'm Joel with Paulson & Reisner, and we specialize in bringing the law to your corner. We understand what results you want and help you understand what actions you can take. We will work with you every step of the way to make sure that you understand the choices you are making and feel empowered to make them. With our combined experience of over 15 years working together, we have a proven track record of success. Call our legal team at 623-428-1923 or visit us at prlawteam.com.
After a house fire, what do you do? Where do you turn? Do you secure the property from potential theft and vandalism? Do you call your insurance carrier? Do you know what your policy will even do for you? Fire, water, and wind can have a devastating impact on your life. If you are involved in a property insurance claim, call Professional Claims Management to discuss your unique scenario. We want to hear your claim story. Call us at 480-840-1816 or visit us onyourside.us.com.
Are you struggling with debt? At The Wealth Store, we teach a process to help you pay off all your debt, including the mortgage, in 9 years or less. And most people do this without spending any additional money. There is zero risk, only the potential for ultimate financial freedom. Call 623-748-3920. That's 623-748-3920. Or for more information, visit twsfinancial.com.
If I traded it all, if I gave it
So welcome back. We are talking with Deborah Olson. She is the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends. We have our lines open here for everyone to get entered in, and three people are going to win the book. It's a great book, whether it's for you, maybe a girlfriend that you want to give it to, share it to, your daughter. I wanted to talk about mother and daughter relationship too. Some of them are very good friends, some of them are not. we've got our lines open here. Our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. It also has won awards. You want to talk a little bit about the awards that it's won?
Sure. So my book, I'm happy to say, has won the Reader's Favorite Award. It got a 5-star Reader's Favorite Award about a month ago. And then it also is the recipient of a bronze medal. And that one I'm very, very also pleased and proud to say that the Nonfiction Authors Association has given my book a bronze medal, which is for excellence, and I'm just so proud to be able to put that on the cover. So it's so far gotten 2 medals, and I'm hopeful maybe even there will be a couple more.
And the book is a wonderful book for women out there. We're talking women right now, but obviously, but people in general. When today is my birthday, and one of the things that you asked me was what I wanted to talk about, and I'm reiterating this again, which is friendship, which is love, which is taking away some of this hate that we have. It's so we're, you know, I don't want to say it doesn't even matter politically or not. Hatred has been around forever, since day one of time, yeah. And so I don't want to even say that we're just so split because of political. No, we've been split for a long time. You know, it has nothing to do with what your thoughts are. In my opinion, it's just been this way for the longest time. Jealousy, and women have a lot of jealousy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is a book that makes you think. It's a great book for that. It's also a great book if you want to share it with your friends, a book club. It's wonderful for that. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. I had mentioned also, daughters, mothers and daughters. And some of them are very good friends. This is a good book for that too?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, mothers and daughters, when daughters become adults and really begin their own lives as new mothers and they have their own families, I think that's a really special time. I am blessed to say I have 2 amazing daughters that I am very close to, and they mean the world to me, and I could not be more proud to be their mother, and I really like and love the people they have become, and what's the reward now is seeing them as mothers with their own children. And that is just so powerful. I also am blessed to have an amazing daughter-in-law, and I am very blessed that we have a great relationship, and she's an amazing mom too, and I feel very close to her as well. So I am really blessed in that category, and I think that when we're raising daughters during the early years, we can't really be their friend because we've got to be the parent, and we've got to sometimes be tough love and all that kind of stuff to help them become the people they need to be. But once they're raised and they're out of the nest, Carol, then the fun starts, I think, and yeah. Then we can become their friend, and we can share with them on an emotional level, and it's just powerful. It's really powerful.
Again, the book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. And our number here again, 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. And we've got three people that are going to win it. I'm going to bring it back now to the, what we had also talked a little bit about at the beginning of the show, of your segment, which was that tomorrow is, and I can't believe they even have this, but, and it's sad that they even have to, in a sense,
yes,
but in a
yes.
say, but it's yes. right now, especially, I feel a lot of people feel it, is that tomorrow is National Loneliness Day.
Yes.
Isn't that National amazing that we actually have that?
It is amazing. I didn't know such a thing existed, and my media marketing manager asked me if I would focus on that and write a blog for it, and it was news to me that such a thing existed, so I went ahead and wrote the blog that I read earlier in the show today, and yes, it's National Cheer Up the Lonely Day tomorrow, and I think right now, like you've said, Carol, it's really appropriate to focus on that because we all know people that are maybe even especially lonely and isolated right now. Maybe it's a widow who is sheltering in place at home all by herself, or a widower, and they don't have people that they're sheltering in place with. So we really need to think about those people that are cut off right now and what they must be going through, and just reach out to them and say, I'm thinking of you. What can I do to cheer you up or help you? Or can I, you know, put some cookies on your front
I'm going
to
share something. I'm going to share, I'm going to cut you there because I want to share this real quickly.
Yeah.
When this whole thing started with the COVID and everything, that people were sick and it was scary. It was scary.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow it got scarier. Like for me in my life, I now have people, know people that actually have had it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I feel worse more than anything is I have know people who have lost their husband mm-hmm. from that was in the hospital and that couldn't go and see him and he died. He's dead.
Yeah.
We have people right now, woman who her husband passed away, couldn't have a funeral, mm-hmm. because of it.
Yeah.
We have another person in the family, not my family, but, my ex's, somebody has somebody in their family that mm-hmm. got deathly ill and is dying, and they will only allow one person to come mm-hmm. and see. All of this, this creates sadness. This
yes.
creates, when you're sad and you're lonely and you have nobody, you're not just lonely because you can't, you have nobody to talk to, you can't go do the things that you, that even brings more depression on you. And
right.
And us women take all of this even more personally. Do you agree with that?
Yes, yes, I do. I do. Everything you're saying, and I've heard the same type of stories that you've just talked about from so many others out there, and it's tragic because one of the things that we do at the time of somebody's imminent death is we say our goodbyes and we have those last final moments with that loved one. We hold their hand and we tell them what they meant to us. And I know with my husband's mother, when she passed away a number of years ago, we had that opportunity to really be at her hospital bed and tell her what an amazing woman she was and what she meant to us and hold her hand. Well, when you don't get that last time with your loved one, you're denied that because of COVID, as people are now, it's hard to have that closure.
Oh, it's terrible. How about even this? I was thinking in my mind what you're just saying. One of the things that helps the most when you are dealing with a loss like this or your whatever it is that you're dealing with is having people around. That's
yes.
usually what happens. They all come over and they sit with you and they help you get through it. Well, who can do that now, right?
Yes,
and it's,
exactly.
again, yeah, you can do a lot of things over the phone. You can do it Zoom, but it's not the same.
Right.
And I'm so glad that you're here and that you've written this book and for people to understand that, yeah, I think this book helps in so many different ways, not just about girlfriends, okay? We're going to rewrite the cover for one time. but it is the healing power of friendship.
Yes.
And love
yes.
and all of that. Go ahead.
Yes. It totally is. You are so right. And this is a very sobering time in terms of these kinds of topics that we've just talked about today and the end-of-life issues of not being with our loved ones and thinking that they have to pass on without their family surrounding their hospital bed, those kinds of things. That is really tough. That is really heartbreaking, and this is the current state of affairs right now. So it is, it's a time that we need to reach out to each other. If you know somebody who's lost a loved one, reach out to them, show love, show that you care. Be with them as best you can in their grief and their sorrow, because it's, we're in an unprecedented time right now. This is something that none of our ancestors could completely relate to. They
now,
they had their world wars, and it was a different kind of a, you know, thing that they went through. Definitely tough times, but this is something like we've never been prepared for or ever have gone through before, nor our relatives. So it's tough.
It is tough, but you know what? We're going to get through it. I'm going to bring it way back around now to make it really fun. We're all going to get through it. Everybody, everyone, we all will, because we have to. And you know what? Here's the thing. But we all have our friends. We want you, everybody, to be happy, everybody to love, and share this book. Share the book. Share with anyone. We've got everyone who's calling in that's going to get entered in to win. Three people are going to win it. I can't wait to get my tote from you. The number to call here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. It's called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, how to create your best life through female connections. But what about just love and friends? Let's all start that. It's Happy Birthday Carol. If you want to wish me a happy birthday, go up on my Facebook, but check her out on hers. It's Deborah-Olson.com.
Thank you, Carol.
Across the line, if I traded it all.